Bam, 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 bam.
Rodney, what the heck are you doing?
It's time once again to ask Dr. Science. Bum, 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 bum.
Rodney, do you need professional help?
So let's ask Dr. Science. Ba, 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 ba.
That's me. I'm right here, Rod. Here to help if you just let me know what the problem is.
Dr. Science, this is just my way of letting you and the listeners know that this is our 2001st episode of the Ask Dr. Science show.
No.
Yes. We've given the world over 2,000 infotainment nuggets of truth, wisdom, and your highly opinionated opinions about a wide variety of matters.
I have, haven't I? Well, it's been a long haul. Somebody had to do it. 2,001 episodes shot into the ether.
Think of it, Dr. Science. Our first episodes are now over 3 light years past Alpha Centauri.
What do you think they make of the show?
I imagine opinion is divided the same way it is here on Earth.
Yeah, I suppose you're right. Rodney, let me take this opportunity to thank you for all your help.
Oh, no, thank you, Dr. Science.
No, no, I want to thank you, Rodney. Without your patient and persistent...
The credit is all yours, Dr. Science.
Look, Rodney, I'm the big kahunga here, and I say...
Thank you, Dr. Science.
...more than you do.
That's right.
Maurice Ravel from Cleveland, Ohio writes, Dear Dr. Science, how does a 3-way light bulb work?
The 3-way light bulb was invented in France, where it's called the ménage à bulbe. The brightest settings used during the workday, when things need to be sharply defined. The middle settings for the lunch hour, when the workers relax with wine, cheese, and that flirtatious innuendo the French call double entendre. The dimmest settings for after work, when the workers form committees of 3 or more to brainstorm on ways to solve problems that have resisted the harsh light of day. You know, they say that a 3-way bulb rarely burns out, but when they do, they go with a bang.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
That's me. Remember, he knows more than you do.
That's right.
Jesse M. Zahn from Plattsburgh, New York writes, Dear Dr. Science, if it rains in a rainforest, what does it do in a petrified forest?
I'm appalled by your ignorance. Your question betrays a lack of comprehension for even the most basic facts of natural life. Any third grader knows the process of petrification is what's going on in a petrified forest. What does petrification sound like, look like, feel like? You ask with your beclouded brain. Well, sir, imagine yourself strapped to a hospital bed, watching MTV and wearing headphones attached to a tape player that's playing an endless loop of Pachelbel's Canon. First you get bored, then you get mad, then you get rigid.
Thank you, Dr. Science.
Send your science questions to Ask Dr. Science. Remember, he's not a real doctor.